dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Well, welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm so pleased to be with y'all again today. And I want to just give a special shout-out to Chandler, who wrote in and said, keep your wonderful interviews coming. Really enjoyed Valerie Shepard and learned a lot. Dreams, my dreams, are coming true. Last night I received good news that my next script to voice is almost ready with two more voiceovers in production waiting with eager expectation. You are a blessing, Debbie. Thanks for the fantastic Dare to Dream show. Well, love hearing from you guys, and as always, anytime you write to me, I shout you out to everyone because you're an encouragement to us all for living your dreams. And that's why this show was created, to inspire you to take steps towards your dreams and turn them into your reality. Well, a little later, I'm going to be bringing Michael J. Russ on. He's the president of Powerful Living International. He's an international best-selling author and speaker and creator of the Zero Adversity Method. And Michael's going to be talking to us about the path to happiness, freedom, and abundance. And I want to talk a little bit about your pain and your gain. And is pain gainful? Well, you know, throughout our lives, we're all going to have a something happen to us, no matter what. So it all depends on how we choose to react to it. We can let life's inevitable torrents cut us down, or we can choose to let them help us grow. So I want to tell you a little story, and this illuminates what I'm saying here. There is a man, this is a true story, there's a man named Jim McLaurin. And he has had one of the most extraordinary life stories. Jim had come into manhood with all the promise in the world. Now, he was an ambitious student at Yale. He was a talented athlete, handsome young actor in training, everything going for him. And then, one beautiful fall evening in New York City, one of those shimmering, velvety nights, Jim said, when everything seems possible, he was hit by a bus. And he lost part of his leg. But Jim was a survivor, and so he overcame his loss and transformed himself into a champion marathoner and Ironman athlete. Wow! Inspiring, right? But wait, it doesn't end there. Jim's story goes on, because several years later, Jim was competing in a triathlon, and despite his prosthetic leg, he was far ahead of many of his more able-bodied competitors, leading a pack of speeding bicyclists down a stretch of road that was supposed to be closed for the race. However, a van was mistakenly allowed to pass through the intersection. It hit Jim and instantly broke his neck, and now the amputee was a quadriplegic. Suddenly, this is not such an inspiring story, is it? Suddenly, this is a horrifying story. It's one that raises all sorts of unanswerable questions about the suffering and injustice in life. And after the second accident, Jim awoke in the hospital, as many of us would, enraged at God, saying, it wasn't enough to throw a bus at me? You had to break my neck too? Well, Jim's story goes so far beyond the realm of fair that it actually knocks the breath right out of you. Why would a good man be put through such torment? And we've all seen this happen. Destiny starts raining down hammers on somebody, and it's not going to let up. Or just when your friend's cancer is in remission, her house burns down. Or on the same day, your sister gets fired, her husband walks out on her. The surprise tax bill arrives just a few hours before your mother's funeral. How is this fair? And sometimes it's just one catastrophe after another. And you don't know whether you should just duck, whether you should weep, whether you should run screaming, or just start punching in all directions. So let's remember Jim McLaren. Because after he broke his neck, he fell into a depression and drug addiction. But a spirit in this man kept reaching for the light, a spirit of divine curiosity which pushed him to ask, "Who am I now? Who am I now after I've lost everything?" And after some time, those questions started to be answered. He became peaceful in his wheelchair. He started to radiate certainty that his entire purpose, indeed his entire identity, was to live in a state of unconditional love. And when asked about whether he thought his suffering had transformed him into a better person, he said, "Absolutely." When asked whether suffering always transforms people into a better version of themselves, he said, "Not necessarily." And then Jim explained that suffering is one of the most powerful energy forces in the universe, but only if we use it as an instrument of change. So his idea, his theory, is that people must be willing to journey all the way to the bottom of their pain and experience full catharsis to completely break apart so that they can then rebuild themselves anew. And as Jim said, suffering without catharsis is nothing but wasted pain. Jim said that the world is filled with people who have suffered horribly and crawled away broken. They never reached catharsis. They just got shattered and stayed shattered. And then, of course, there are the grand masters. Gandhi, Mandela, King, all of them use their suffering as an incredible engine to transform into something better. So what does Jim McLaren teach us? He teaches us never to waste our pain. He teaches to enter straight into it with divine curiosity instead of running from it. And if you can learn to do that, my friends, you can do anything. Remember, a spirit of divine curiosity pushed that man to ask, "Who am I now after I've lost everything?" Well, today we are featuring Michael J. Russ, who's an international best-selling author, speaker, musician, golfer, singer, and global traveler. He was the son of an Air Force officer and educator and spent 7 out of his first 14 years of life living in and traveling from Taiwan, the Philippines, and Turkey. And in 1986, Michael embarked on a career in the financial sector that changed him in ways he could never have imagined. His challenges led him to develop practical yet highly effective methods of perceiving and responding to adversity so he would be free to thrive and prosper. Michael is the author of 4 books that document his concepts and methods, and his current best-selling book is called Zero Adversity, 3 Practical Steps to Freedom, Fulfillment, and Creating an Authentic Life, which documents a simple 3-step approach. This year, Michael developed a presentation for college university students called Smart College Career Moves to alert them to the sales process and give them the wisdom that they need to actively prepare, market, and eventually sell themselves to future employers. Michael's website is michaeljruss.com. Michael, greetings. It's so great to have you today on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Your story about Jim is so apropos for today. I don't know if you know that or not, but it is like the absolute perfect definition of zero adversity.
I love this. I never really know it is definitely a divine connection with whatever subject calls to me to talk about, and later it usually becomes very clear. So I'd love to start there, Michael. Why is this the perfect entree into your subject about adversity and how to handle it?
Well, the concept I developed has three very simple steps: perceive, respond, let go. And Jim so perfectly illustrates the whole idea that it's how you perceive your circumstances that leads to your response, that dictates your response, and then your ability to let go and move on, which is the transformative process. And what's so cool about it is that it's his perception. He is a survivor. He mm-hmm. is someone who I would refer to as a zero adversity pioneer, because his circumstances that whatever happened in his life, the two events that changed his life forever, both like being hit by a bus and his being hit by the car during that marathon, led him to the transformation. And suffering, you put it so perfectly, suffering can be a platform for amazing transformation, and most people's can. It's how you perceive your circumstances that determines how you take control and move on. And that is what he illustrates so perfectly in his life.
Absolutely. And besides, that's a pretty extreme story of adversity. Yeah. Can you give a few examples of other ways that we all experience adversity so we can identify it?
Oh, my gosh. It's interestingly enough, what I like to say is that the most adversity, the kind of adversity we face on a daily basis is the little stuff. The real big, grand issues like Jim has experienced in his life really don't happen to us as often. We don't lose a friend or a parent or a loved one as often, on an annual basis. It's the little things that kind of add up on a daily basis to detract away from your happiness and take up time and waste energy in our lives. And they keep us from our dreams, from actually achieving our dreams. So as an example, cell phone adversity, digital adversity, media adversity, when we react to things that we encounter in the media, that generates these negative feelings and emotions within us, and it detracts us again from taking those steps forward in our life. And types of adversity, there's two kinds. There's direct and there's indirect. There's the kind that happens to us personally, and adversity that happens to people around us. And what I find most of us do is we actually dedicate time and energy to other people's adversity. Other people's adversity. It's their transformation in life. It's their opportunity to perceive and respond in a positive way, not ours. We can support them with love and empathy and sincerity, kindness, and being a good listener if necessary. However, we need to let people forward themselves in life, help themselves transform, and not get involved in other people's adversity to the extent that we sometimes do.
Well, you talk about these three steps: perceive, respond, let go. What is your favorite, and how have you used it? Give us an example.
My favorite step, is perception, really, because it all starts there. Our own awareness of our right to choose the way that we perceive something. I like to say in my book that there's three pivotal stories: losing my girlfriend at 25. At the age of 25, to a very, very severe asthma attack, really kind of changed, one of those pivotal moments that changed my life. It came so suddenly, and this is somebody who I cared for very deeply, and it led me to understand that the way that I perceived that, and the way I was perceiving it was, oh my gosh, this person is gone, I'll never see them again. You know, the normal response to someone you really cared about not being around. It's a kind of a selfish kind of thing. And over the course of a couple of years, I discovered that my perception of this was wrong. With the way I needed to perceive it was perceiving the 2 years, taking a look at the 2 years that we spent together and saying, wow, we enjoyed some really awesome time together, and sitting back and laughing and smiling at the opportunities that were created for the both of us to be in business together and take trips together and things of that nature. And my whole perception shifted to the point where when I lost my best friend from high school to a brain tumor about 5 years ago, because of this incident that had happened in the early 80s with my girlfriend, I looked at this situation and I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to lament about how it happened, why it happened. What I'm going to do is, and we lived on separate coasts. I said, you know, we're going to go to the class reunion together. And so they said, no, I can't go. I'm disfigured. I've had radiation. I said, look, people love you for the soul you are. And so I'm going to fly out there, and I want you to put on your best suit, and we're going to go to this high school reunion. And I flew out there. I picked them up. We had such an incredible time. He was so loved. This is the star of the basketball team in high school. I mean, he was an awesome guy. And he'd gone through such pain, but he was such a loving, loving human being, a loving soul. And so my approach to his situation was to spend quality time with him, not talk about his illness or what's going on, not remind him of that, talk about the pain he's going through. No, it's let's enjoy these moments that we have together. And I did the same thing with my father when he passed, before he passed a few years ago from dementia. It's that perception. We can take it as the worst thing that's ever happened and get caught up in the emotional aspect of loss, mm-hmm. or we can see it as an opportunity to treasure the moments, those precious moments we have together. And that's why perception is really my favorite, because it literally telegraphs every move you make after that.
Mm. Powerful stuff. Yeah, my grandparents were like my other set of parents. I was extremely close to them, and I was so divinely guided right before each of them died, very different mm-hmm. times, to know what was coming, to receive the foresight. And so I would go stay with them for 2 weeks, you know, before my grandfather's operation, which he never recovered from. It's like I knew. And mm-hmm. I will tell anyone who's listening to Michael right now that what that afforded me, that choice to spend that much time that closely with people I loved before they mm-hmm. passed, to this day, even though it's been decades, anytime I reflect on them and they're always with me, I have Correct. So much peace and abundance around my relationship with them because of the way we chose to conclude things. And how
Correct.
Much we had together. Really
That's so amazing.
Important.
Your story is uplifting. And again, it makes you a zero adversity pioneer, someone who actually practices what I'm actually putting in the book. People are doing it. Millions of people are doing it. I just happen to sort of quantify it and kind of help people to create more of an intentional awareness around doing it.
Well, I'd love to know, perceive, you really fleshed that out, and that makes sense. Your next two steps are respond and let go. I'm not so sure the let go part I'm great at. So I would love to know more. How can we respond to have zero adversity? What is the method there, and also to let go?
Well, the response, as we said, the way you perceive the situation, let's say you can perceive something as positive, negative, or neutral. Negative is the way most people perceive adversity, and then that colors their response to how and why this happened and all of that, instead of taking control of it and moving forward. There are only two successful responses to every event that you'll ever encounter in your life, and it's interesting because I've tried this 6 ways to Sunday, and it works every time. And in the book, I outline this as a way of giving people a guide. And as illustrated by both Jim's story and your story, you have a choice. And if you choose to perceive this adversity as positive, then you're going to make a successful move. And these successful moves are, you can either decide, either you have the opportunity to change something about a situation, and if you can, you must take action. That's successful response number one. If you cannot change anything about the situation, you must not try to. In other words, this is what a lot of people do. And when somebody has an illness in their family, or if they themselves have an illness, they will fight the fact that they have that illness. They'll get stuck in the how, mired in the how and the why it happened and all of that, And if you, it's like being in quicksand. You're never going to get out of that if that's your, if that's your perception of your situation. Yet I come across other people, a woman who, Elaine Gibson, had stage 4 cancer. And she says, look, I had a choice. I had a choice here. Accept this and then do all that I could to bring my body back into balance. Or I could do nothing and just go to the doctor and get this chemo and let somebody else try and take care of it. And in the meantime, I would sit around and just, you know, woe is me, have a big, huge pity party about my situation. And her successful response was to take control of her own health. You have that choice. It is within you to do that and bring your body back into balance. And the way she did it was going out and getting information, all the information she could about her illness, all the natural ways of doing it. She changed several things in her diet and alkaline water and the whole nine yards. She just basically cured herself of stage 4 cancer, and she did it actively by taking control. And we have this choice about everything, about how to respond. So it's either beat your head up against the wall or, okay, I accept this, and what I'm going to do now is, what can I do? This wall sitting in front of me, can I walk around it to the left? Can I walk around it to the right? Can I get a forklift to get over it? Can I, you know, I mean, you know, is there a rope? You know, we have this opportunity before us. Now, the third step of letting go, there are certain things we have to keep in mind when we are attempting to, when we're supposed to let go, okay? There are, in the book, I outline kind of 9 things that that come in handy. And I'm just going to run down for you. Being accountable. You'd be amazed at how many people don't want to take personal responsibility. And I believe in the principle of ultimate responsibility. And that is that I had some, it's like Jim. Jim chose to be where he was when those situations occurred. So it would be an unsuccessful response to deny his responsibility and choosing to be where that was. That's responsibility he has to take and say, okay, I accept responsibility for being where that was when I get hit by, or, you know, for getting up that morning and doing what I did, making the choices I did in order to get hit by that bus. We have to do that. We have to accept that. Then we have to forgive ourselves for making those choices. Very, very important that we use forgiveness, employ forgiveness with this. We have to shift our focus to what we can control, as I said. That's probably the number one move that I like the most. Whenever something happens, you ask yourself, what can I do? Can I control the situation? What can I do to take control of it? And if there's nothing I can do to take control and affect it in any way, in a positive way, I do have to just let it go and have to move on. Focus on what's happening instead of the how and the why. And most people do focus very much on the how and the why. They stay there. Whenever there's a tragedy in the world, a tragedy that occurs, whether it be earthquake, tsunami, or whatever, the media kind of aids in this. It's always about the how and the why. Let's dig into the story. Let's get the nuts and bolts of it. Really, the bottom line is, it's happened already. Why worry about the how and the why? What we need to deal with is the what, which is putting ourselves in the present moment. Is there something I can do to help this situation, help these people?
Your book really illustrates that very well, and I would suggest for people who want to get more details on some of the methods he's talking about, Zero Adversity, it's it's a page-turner. It's a fast read, and you can get a ton of information in a short amount of time. We're about to go to break here, and when we come back, Michael's going to be telling us what is the path to happiness, freedom, and abundance. That's a tall order. We'd love to know. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can sign up for free newsletters with the radio show replay links, inspiring videos, and all upcoming events that you can participate in. Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's DachInger.com. And also find us on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video, and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships. Just
from the moment you enter Rejuvenate Medical Spa, it is clear that all of our products and services are designed to maximize your physical image from head to toe with the miracles of today's contemporary aesthetic procedures. RejuvenateMedical.com can enhance your best features and correct imperfections. Call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with questions or to schedule a free consultation and be on your way to a more beautiful, more confident you today. View our online specials now at rejuvenatemedical.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Welcome back. I'm interviewing Michael J. Russ. You can go to michaeljruss.com. This is Debbie Dashinger. Yes, Michael, the title of this today is The Path to Happiness, Freedom, and Abundance. Talk about that, because that's a lofty thing to offer. How can we achieve that, really, be on a path, maybe an everydayness of happiness, freedom, and abundance?
Well, I can tell you this. What connects each one of those things is adversity. That's the thread that runs through them all. And it's amazing how adversity in our lives adversity pretty much prevents us from experiencing those things. So let's talk about happiness. You're happy until you're not. You're happy until something greater comes along that pretty much squashes that happiness, that feeling, that warm, joyful feeling we have inside. That thing generally that does that is called adversity, some unfortunate, misfortunate, or challenging circumstance you come across. So when you understand when that thing happens, you understand that you have a choice about how to perceive it, and that you respond successfully to it, you pretty much mitigate a lot of those negative feelings and emotions that are associated with that challenging or unfortunate event. And then you do remain happier for a longer period of time because you know how to sustain your happiness. You know that thing that came was no big deal because there's always going to be something else that comes. It's a matter of how we invest our time, energy, and attitude, which are three of our most precious personal resources. Now, happiness, that's it. Freedom, wow. What can happen? Freedom means the freedom to go do things, freedom to have time to fulfill your passions.
And this is huge today. I hear this more and more. Besides the happy, you know, people just want to be content. I constantly hear from people that's how not free they feel, and that's what they really desire, whatever freedom means to them. So, yeah, how do we attain that?
Well, here's the thing. We live in a consumer-based society. 60% of our GDP is consumer-based. And if we think about it, if you take a look around you, what you've done is you've become trapped by things. Mm-hmm. You know, the guilt you feel when you don't go use your paddleboard, the guilt you feel when you don't use the jet ski or the second car you have or the motorhome that you have, the boat you have, these things create adversity. We don't know that until we think about it. But they create these things we have, the stuff we have around us creates a lot of adversity because we have to have the bigger house. With the bigger house comes the bigger mortgage, which means we need to work more to actually support what we think are passions.
Our habits.
Right? Right, our habits. So if you think about this, what you've done really is you've trapped yourself. You don't feel free because you're trapped by the things that you have around you. You see, society plays this little thing. Says, you know, the more you have, the better you feel. No, that's not it. Start thinking about investing in experiences versus things, and your life changes. You're happier, number one. You're more free to do things. That's why I like to travel. I love to travel.
Yeah.
I travel anywhere in the world. You have to have the freedom to do that. So that means you have to arrange your life or rearrange your life so that that can become more of a priority. So you start getting rid of stuff. I have one car. It's paid for. I love it. Insurance is inexpensive. All I have to do is just put gas in it and drive and go somewhere. I don't own any toys. I have a set of golf clubs. That's what I have. And that doesn't cost me anything. I live on a golf course. I can walk to the to the clubhouse. So think about the freedom what freedom means to you. And it, by the way, it means different things to a lot of people.
Right.
But I can tell you that the freedom, when you handle adversity in a positive way, you free time. You the time and energy you've committed to things that didn't really require a response. And that's really, I think, the biggest takeaway from this book for many people is they finally realize that they don't have to dedicate time and energy and their attitude towards every little thing that comes across their path. They can say, I'm not going to put any time and energy into that because that's not important. By the way, the 24-hour rule in the book is nine ways that you can get rid of adversity. And this is very simple, and you'll love this. 24 hours. You say to yourself, is this going to matter in 24 hours? And if it isn't going to matter in 24 hours, take care of it or let it go. Move on.
24-hour rule. Well, so I love that. Is this going to matter in 24 hours? And if not, you let it go. And I also really like the piece that you shared about adversity, that we self-create adversity by buying, consuming, when in fact it really holds us down rather than creating the freedom most of us want. Mm-hmm. So as a speaker, as a coach, as a consultant, Michael, what are the three things that you see? These may have been two of them. That clients do that absolutely sabotages their efforts. What are the three things that are success killers for people?
Well, the first thing is their inner conversation. And the inner conversation is that self-talk. It's how what they think and say about themselves in relationship to what they're doing or what they're going to be doing, their intentions, their dreams, their goals. They write them down, but then they turn around and have a conversation with themselves that actually sabotages or contradicts what they really want. And that's because they have fears, they have worries, they have concerns about whether they're going to get there. And this is what gets in the way of the abundance that they're looking to have. Abundance is a lot, a great deal of something, okay? Money, could be love in your life, could be passion, could be intimacy, a great deal of something. And so inner conversation is really, really huge. For many clients as well, they're bogged down by just the sheer by media. I can tell you that, and now we live in I'm 58 years old, and I don't mind saying that because I feel like I'm 40 or younger, but I grew up in a time where we didn't have the internet. We didn't have so much media coming at us 24/7. And so what we have to manage that. And we have to say, look, I'm only going to allow so much media in, and here's when I'm going to do it. And I'm going to realize that this media, let's understand how this whole thing works, the news media and everything else. Somebody sits around and decides what's the most important thing that they want, they feel is going to grab you that day and keep you watching. That's what it's all about. It's about
ratings. It's all about drama, isn't it?
Right. It's about drama. So we have to reduce the drama in our lives or the exposure to drama. That's the second thing that you have to do, which is really, really, really important. And the third thing is, you just have to say, look, I don't have the capacity, the time, the energy to actually manage everything that's going on in my life with everyone. So you have to let people, you have to see people's adversity, their own personal adversity, as their opportunity for their soul's transformation, for them to grow. So that means you have to let it go. You have to watch them, like I said earlier, be empathetic, be loving, be kind. If they ask you a question, yeah, listen if they need to listen. But that doesn't mean you need to invest in their situation. Don't need to.
That's brilliant. Wow. These are deep, by the way, so I'm just going to reiterate for people. The first to avoid, these are what sabotages people. Check it out for yourself. Inner conversation was the first. The second is being bogged down by negativity and reduce your exposure to drama. And the third was allow people their own adversity. It's like the 12 steps saying hit your own bottom, allow, step out of the way for someone to hit their bottom, because that's where their transformation is and their growth. So those are the sabotages, the success killers. What then, Michael, are three things you know as an expert that can absolutely turn your clients' efforts into massive success? What are three things clients do to create a winning life?
Oh, let's see. That's going to be interesting because there's so many. All right, three things. Based on what my area of expertise is, I would say that they're basically coming up with some go-to affirmations are really big when something happens or when they have an intention of doing something. My favorite all time is just so simple. It's, I can do this. I repeat it over myself 100 times. You know, it's amazing how you can feel, how good you can feel when you have some positive go-to affirmations. Yes, I can. I can do this. One of my absolute all-time favorites when I was going through some challenges with the divorces and I had maybe a little bit of self-doubt prepped up, I said, I'm a beautiful, passionate, loving, giving man. And I said that I don't know how many times. Just kept saying it to myself, you know. And having some go-to affirmations is really, really, really important when you're feeling that way. Now, fear holds a lot of people back. Fear. You have to recognize what fear is. And I think, you know, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. So self-confidence in that can be bolstered by knowledge. You know, there are people we can connect with and talk to who know more than us. You, for instance. No, you're a tremendous resource, as are your books, your radio show. Tune in to positive things. Stay away from the drama. That's number two. Stay away from the drama in life. Really, really, I don't watch drama TV. I don't watch reality TV. I basically, because I understand the premise behind them, and it's not real. The whole idea is to create more drama, and negativity sells, if you understand that.
Right.
So let's see. Third one is to simply, I think I said it a little bit before, start rearranging where you're putting your money. Put your money into experiences with friends, creating relationships with people. Mm-hmm. I am very big on relational intelligence, and I really love to go someplace where there's people gather, and I love to connect with people. It's not about their name and the facts of what they do and all this kind of stuff, what they drive, where they live, what their address is. That's really not important. We want to see if we can have a feelings-based conversation. How do you feel about this or that? Now, not politics or religion. Let's keep that out. Just, you know, basically having more relational conversations with people, relating more to people, because you know what? We come from love, we seek it all our lives, and we return to love. And so we have to nurture that love of ourselves and love of others, and we do that through creating relationships with people. I have created so many down here, and I can't tell you, some of them are just momentary. You know, it could be the person you're standing in line with at the coffee, at Starbucks or something. That's where you go get your coffee. They have something. They maybe have a jogging outfit on. You go, did you go running today? And they go, yeah, I did. Where'd you run? Oh, that's so awesome. I'd love to do that. You know, you're just relating to people.
Yeah.
It's an inner need that we have, and it's something that's really cool. I'm going to give you a fourth one just quickly because it's going to be my next book called Thought Viruses. Our lives are ruled by thought viruses. A thought virus is a negative idea, thought, concept that we adopt as our own. And thought viruses are operating in every aspect of our lives, our relationships, our friendships, our work, our success. By the way, in my book, I pointed out my biggest thought virus that I discovered back 30 years ago, you'll never succeed without a college degree. you'll never succeed without a college degree. That thought virus was what, once I identified that thought virus, once I became aware of it, that I was operating within that, that was causing some doubts about my own success, about being able to be successful, as successful as I am now. I can tell you that once I realized it, I blasted it out of the water, and I said, no, I can't. And here's how. I have other gifts, and those other gifts were recognized and had been recognized by other people and gave me the opportunity to actually participate in an opportunity in the financial sector that I would never have thought before, where if it was anybody else I went to, they would have just totally said, no, no college degree, we're not even going to think about you. But I had other gifts, and I embraced those gifts. Those gifts had been nurtured over time. And so I look at people today and I say, you know what? You have to be concerned about these thought viruses that you may be operating under when you're saying something about that. So there might be a societal norm. You can't be this. It's impossible to do that.
Got it.
You know, the thought viruses. Okay.
So I'm going to reiterate for people right before we go to break the four things that we can all do that create success and feeling a winner, really having what he was saying earlier, the happiness and the abundance. I feel it in all of what you're saying in the path to freedom. First of all, affirmation, have intention statements like, I can do this, yes, I can. Two, connect with people who are a resource. Tune into positive things, and my God, there's so much available today that's absolutely doable. Three, start and take a look at where your money goes and start instead rearranging it. Put your money now into experiences, friends, relationship, travel. The bottom line is what's meaningful to you. And four, remove your thought viruses. Instead, replace them with a positive pro-you thought instead. We're going to break. Join me on Twitter. My name, Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams. What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and International Bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa. Voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Michael, I know you've developed a presentation for college and university students, and it's called Smart College Career Moves. Talk about that. What are some of the benefits that the students get from your presentation?
Well, probably one of the biggest benefits is a new awareness about why they're in school and what they can do with regard to being in school that can help them further themselves in life and career. I call it Smart College Career Moves because it is about taking action. It's about taking intentional action and inspired action. You're going to school and you feel, okay, right, I've got to, at some particular point, choose a major. I've got to go through a couple of years of general education. But you're going to get involved in organizations. You're going to do some volunteering. You're going to maybe participate in some sort of sporting event, a sporting team of some particular kind. You've got interests, passions that you pursue while there. All I do is help plant the seed of awareness about how that participation in those things, in activities and creating those experiences, can help you demonstrate those kinds of non-academic skills that, you know, like stick-to-itiveness, being industrious, self-motivated, team. I participated in team building. How you can take these experiences and translate them into something that employers, non-academic skills employers are looking for, that you've demonstrated. Overcoming adversity, okay, huge one. There. Did you put yourself in a position where you had to overcome something? And how did that affect you? And that's not what a lot of students are thinking about right now. Communication skills. Communicating with people who are older than you and younger than you. And on your level. How many different ways can you communicate? So I put together this concept that, because this is what selling is about. Selling is about creating features. It's about digging in and actually creating the features that you can then turn into benefits to an employer, because that's the way employers think, right? And if you don't know what a feature is or what an advantage is to an employer, then it's going to be a little bit challenging for you to kind of take that resume of features and turn it into something that means something
to someone else. So are you saying, for instance, in an interview, let's say someone has completed college, they're having a job interview, and they can utilize features, these qualities, this innate quality that they have that has created some good and success, and they can feature that to the prospective employer and talk about it?
Well, sort of. The feature is really like, let me just put it this way, a 4.0 grade point average is a feature. Mm-hmm. You don't walk in the door and you say, I've got a 4.0 GPA. That means nothing to the employer. What means something to employers is what that 4.0 GPA means. And that is, if there's some training involved, the 4.0 GPA, it gives the employer an indication of your ability to learn, to access, to take information and retain it, do something with it, move with it, study. Okay, so you have to turn that 4.0 grade point average into, hey, this benefit to you, Mr. or Mrs. Jones, interviewer, is that I can retain information. This training involved in this. I'm going to be able to take that training, and I'm going to be able to blast through it. You're not going to have to spend a lot of money on me training because I can retain information. My 4.0 grade point average just proves that I'm the kind of person that can study, that can retain this information and put it out there in a positive way. So that's just one of the things. You know, you're team building, of course. If you're going to be working with different personalities in an office, maybe you have some experience working with different personalities in an organization and having to put on an event. Well, that's what that demonstrates. It's not what you did, but what you did means to them. It's translating it into a benefit that they can then use to help make themselves more successful. That's what you're there for. You're not there because you're just filling a seat with a paycheck. You're there to help that business succeed. And the more you can demonstrate that you are the person who can do that, then the higher your marketability.
And the colleges you've been doing this at, it's been received very well. Are you seeing success?
Yeah, basically, you know, it's interesting because the first thing I say is, you know, I'm here to plant seeds of awareness that and knowledge that you can take and nurture and grow into a lifetime of success. And it doesn't matter. They're going to be able to use this information everywhere. But the impact has been, wow, I never knew that I had to be thinking this way. I never knew that how what I was doing with regard to my fraternity or my sorority when I was involved on the board of this, that could be translated into something that an employer that I can use to put on my resume to demonstrate that I've demonstrated these skills, mm-hmm. these non-academic skills. That's the feedback that I'm getting.
Well, bless your heart, because these kids coming up really need this. They have more adversity in graduating financially and otherwise, and sometimes just getting in a school or having the support to go to a school than certainly you and I did growing up. So this is so wonderful that you're providing this, and plus the job market when they get out. I love that you're doing this. We're going to break. We're going to be back, and stay with us, because next we're going to find out from Michael what he next dares to dream and what is forgiveness really all about?
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access-change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access-change.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Marvels of imagination and the dreams of the ones who believed. All the doors to the world are now open for you, and they're open for me. All the places we see in a moment.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Michael J. Russ at michaeljruss.com. Michael, as promised, we just have a few minutes here. I want to ask you, because you have created so much and created your own methodology, by the way, to make a life that works for you. So what is your next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals so we can look out for what you're creating?
My main goal is to take the Zero Adversity Method to the world to help demonstrate that you don't have to get caught up in the drama of the world, because there is, as we stated earlier, lots more drama. There's more and more every day coming at us from many, many different directions, and that's what's detracting us from being happy and fulfilled and pursuing our dreams.
And the road to forgiveness, what is it that you know about that you can illuminate?
Well, let's just put it this way. I've been divorced twice in one of the longest relationships I've had right now in a long time. I have made money, lost money. I've done all kinds of things in my lifetime. And what I know about forgiveness is that we have to practice forgiveness on a daily basis. because there are a lot of things that we have a tendency to beat ourselves up about. And when we realize that, hey, I have a choice about this, and let me forgive myself. And I think it's a good idea before we go to bed every evening to kind of reflect on the day for a moment or two and say, you know what, I forgive you for that. I forgive you for this. I forgive myself for this action, and employ it when things go on in our lives, when we face adversity, both personal and impersonal. It's a tool. To me, it's the ultimate tool that can help us break through a lot of the adversity that we experience and help prevent a lot of those negative feelings and emotions that keep dragging on and on and on, because we're always blaming somebody for something. Mm-hmm. Blame is a curse. And we want to make sure that we're using forgiveness and not blaming others and seeking retribution. I don't sue people. That's not something I do. I don't care what the circumstances are. I'm not looking for that kind of validation. All I'm doing is, if I do that, is keeping myself one foot in that event, and I'm never able to get out of it. And I think that we've got to forgive ourselves for our part in what happened. It's not that we're forgiving the other person so much, and we can choose to do that if we like, but we really need to forgive ourselves for what we've done to have put ourselves in that position where that occurred.
Hmm. So forgiveness, the ultimate tool in healing adversity. Thank you, Michael J. Russ, for inspiring us today on Dare to Dream.
Thank you so much for having me, Debbie. You've got an awesome show.
Oh, thank you. This was really, there's a ton of stuff here. You can listen back to remember all those things you can do to create success. Again, you can find him at michaeljruss.com. I'm going to end today's show with Michael's favorite quote from Rumi, the Sufi poet, which is, "There is something I do not know, the knowing of which could change everything." Remember, you can subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/Deb on the radio. Hey, is it time for you to become a best-selling author? Time to learn how to get booked on radio and get really big results? Well, go to mybestsellerbook.com. Hey, the reason why your business offerings and media appearances don't sell out is because often your messaging is off. Let me help you. I help you to sell out, have a waiting list just by using media when I show you how to message yourself correctly. Become a best-selling author. Understand PR and media for yourself and a successful business now. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com and MyBestsellerBook.com. It boosts your business and your message. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm staring.